listen. Yesterday, I was just a little boy.
Just a little boy.
Now, story that's been in the making for decades. Two reverends from Dallas got together in 1970. Gene and Tommy West, their brothers, and decided to put together a gospel music group. They called themselves The Relatives. The band pressed some singles and amassed a good following. And their sound wasn't just straight gospel. True to their times, they could have a psychedelic streak. But the Relatives went their separate ways by 1980 for nearly three decades. But just a few years ago, a Texas DJ came knocking and brought up the idea of a reunion. The brothers said yes, and now they're releasing their first album of original work in more than 30 years. It's called The Electric Word. And Gene and Tommy West, the Relatives, join us now from Dallas. Gentlemen, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tommy, could you tell us the story? I guess the Texas DJ we mentioned, Noel Wagner, how did he get introduced to your music and what implanted the idea of an anthology album?
My brother gave me a call and told me that he had heard from a producer and they was interested in our music. And at first, I really didn't believe it because it had been, 35, 40 years. Mm-hmm. But after began to talk to him, and they came down and met him, and we got back involved in the music business.
And Gene West, what's it like to be back? I know you've been at festivals and concert these past few years.
I tell you, it's hard to describe the way I feel. Is it real? Something that we was waiting on during the time we were singing back in the 70s, but it never happened. And it's coming to pass with God's help.
Well, let's listen to another track, if we could, on this new album. This one is Let Your Light Shine. Now, some acts grow more mellow over 30 years. I don't think that sounds like what's happened with you two.
Well, seems though the, we was reserved for this purpose.
I grew up around music, grew up around entertainers and different famous artists. I grew up around them. They stopped at my mom's house. They live there when they come to town before they go to their concerts. And my home is the stage. I was born for this.
Well, let's listen to another track. They're each of them so wonderful. This one is I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord. Until I die.
Die.
Is this what we'd hear in your churches?
Yes, sir.
Can you tell us what services are like at your church?
We have testimony services, and then we have song services. Our choir come up, and then some of the people out of the audience, they sing songs, and we really get radical. We get radical. We shout, we run, we clap, and we just, so to speak, just let go and let God.
Wait, let's bring the music up a little, because I feel myself on the verge of letting go right now.
I'm going to stay on my bend.
So I have to ask. Yeah, a couple of times you've talked about how you feel there's a sense of purpose in your music. Do you think this reunion is the result of some Texas DJ randomly getting your 45 or something larger?
I think it's something larger. I think God orchestrated all of this to take place. I think it was to be.
And why?
Well, I think if I would be able to say at this time, I even asked the same question that you're asking me. I said, Lord, why you wait till I get the age that I am now to bring this to me, bring this to pass? And he said to me that he can use me in encouraging the young, the middle-aged, and also the old, older people that's then went home and sat down and feel like it's all over for them and sat back in the rocking chair and just feel like they can't do no more. This will show them that it's not over yet.
Is there a song, Gene West, you'd like to take us out on?
Your Love Is Real.
What can you tell us about this song?
It means a lot to me because his love is real. And he has proven that to me during my lifetime. It's one thing about his love. He won't withdraw it from you. Even when you get wrong, he love you. He have that agape love. He got an unconditional love. So he have proven to me that he loves me.
I'm going to a place called Calvary, where love and happiness will always be real to me. Your love is real to me.
That's Gene and Tommy West. They are the Relatives. The Electric Word is their new album, their first in more than 30 years. Gentlemen, very nice to speak with both of you. Very happy to have you back in biz.
Thank you so much.
Good to speak with you, too.
Happy to be back, too. I'm rejoicing.
I can depend on you. You my all and all.
And you can hear a few tracks from The Electric Word at nprmusic.org. Please remember, you can keep in touch with us at NPR Weekend on Facebook and Twitter. On Twitter, I'm NPR Scott Simon.
It means more to me, more than this world could offer. It's your love for me. Your love is real to me.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
Real.